Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Transfer time, a new midfielder for us to talk about here on JNO Insight, and it's Manuel Ugarte of Sporting. So, according to reports from both CNN, Portugal, and Ojogo and Ebola, over the weekend, Liverpool made contact with Sporting regarding a deal for Manuel Ugarte. These were then followed up by Uruguayan reporter Rodrigo Romano, who confirmed that Liverpool had their eyes set on him. And then to wind it all up, Sporting said they'll be willing to part ways with him if someone matches his release clause, which is €60 million, £53 million. I saw Paul Gorst put a tweet out, I think it was, saying like Liverpool are refusing to rule this one out. He basically, I don't know, he's asked the question and not been given the no, that sometimes you just might get, but I don't know, maybe just blanking him, I don't know. But have you had anything on, do you know anything about this deal, this player?
I've not had any encouragement on him. No. Yeah, and I look at it and see the release clause and think,
that's high.
I think we said on the show, don't know, last week or the week before, I think you'll see a lot of Premier League readiness in what Liverpool do this summer. You know, I think obviously they've seen how difficult it's been to get the team playing structured wise and you know, that intensity and that sort of level. You can do it obviously by bringing in players from outside, but the likelihood is that they'll need more time than the players who've got an experience of that. You know, just think of Fabinho as an example, really. You know, became an excellent player for Liverpool, but needed months before he was sort of ready to do that week in and week out. I don't see Liverpool putting themselves in a position like that where they've spent £50-60 million on a midfielder and he's not playing at the start of the season. I'm not saying that Ugarte would be in that position, but it's more likely that he would be. The mood music, if you want to call it that, and I don't like to use that phrase because it reminds me of someone from my working past, but the mood music is definitely less encouraging than it is on other players that with this. And I think that if you're looking at a €60 million release clause for a player, obviously a fine player and a player who's got a burgeoning reputation at Sporting. One of their two big assets, really, isn't he, with Inacio, I think, centre-back. It feels high to me. I think we'll probably see Liverpool look at other targets. I'm sure there'll be one in the Discord questions. But
do you want to do that one now, then? Just less than,
yeah, because
it's Alexis McAllister. Then, if your sense is it's more likely to be Alexis McAllister than
if it was either or, then yeah, no contest.
Have you had encouragement on that second one then, or anything about McAllister?
Yeah, no, McAllister's more sort of course, yeah, the way he's playing, a player that Liverpool are aware of, interested in, Caicedo, Mount, whoever. I think he's clearly going to leave Brighton, isn't he? I think that is, you can just see the stories, different sources. You know, we've got Fabrizio Romano saying,
do you mean to be, so for some context, and I'll fill it in, because I would say one of our club legends, hello mate, says, how far along is the Alexis McAllister interest? On the back of the Ugarte story as well. In for context, Paul Joyce wrote in the Times, Liverpool have the Brighton midfield high on their list of targets. They prepare to bolster their midfield this summer. And then Fabrizio Romano reported, literally this morning, Liverpool have already spoke to Alexis McAllister, presented their project and their financial proposal. So that's where we're at with that one. Are you in the same, is that what you understand as well? We're in a similar thing?
Yeah, I think there's still competition to get him. Obviously, you know, there's a reason why it's not sort of Liverpool have, you know, he's the one. I think he's got other clubs that would like to sign him. So there's still a bit of work to do on that. But I think he fits the bill. I think I've said it plenty of times. I think he fits the bill perfectly for Liverpool in terms of his all round game. He's got a bit of a goal threat, but he gets through defensive work. He's obviously, you know, played in winning sides. He's able to have a lot of touches of the ball. He's able to obviously run, and he's young enough. He's played in the Premier League. He's 24. You know, I think the question is, A, the fee. What's it going to cost? You know, Brighton are not going to sell him cheap. He's one of their best players, and they've got some good ones, and they're not financially, you know, on their knees. In fact, if anything but. And also, what are the offers from other clubs? You know, I'm pretty sure Chelsea will be one of the clubs that are looking. I think Manchester United have been linked pretty strongly as well. He looks very Arsenal-y as well in my mind. I think there's still a bit of work to do, but I think Liverpool would love to get Alexis McAllister in this summer. I think that, and I don't know what the Discord and the viewers would think, but I think if that was Liverpool's first signing of the summer, I think a lot of people would be thinking that's a pretty good start to what Liverpool are doing.
I suppose the flip side is, mate, they're playing different positions. One, I mean, Ugarte is essentially...
He's
Fabinho-esque in the role.
He's a destroyer, isn't he? I don't know what you thought again last night, but I thought João Paulinho, who's been linked with Liverpool, I thought he was excellent last night. I watched him and thought, I wouldn't like to play against him in the centre of midfield.
A bit gnarly about him.
He's tall as well, isn't he? And sort of strong, wins, gets through so much work. Ugarte, by all accounts, I can't profess to have seen.
He gets booked every week.
But he's known as getting through all kinds of defensive actions, isn't he? And there's another player as well, another Portuguese player, Florentino Luis, who's at Benfica, very similar. Reputation, very similar profile of player, a big sort of bit Fabinho, as you say, like a tackler, an interceptor, a breaker up of play, and the same sort of vibe. When asked about Florentino Luis, good player, but I wouldn't waste your time almost in terms of that one. So I potentially wrong, but I don't think Ugarte is right in the mix of Liverpool targets. I think McAllister is.
Are we at a stage where you've referenced it a couple of times now? Would you say the main targets are all based, like Premier League based, or some of them, because we've heard Mason Mount's name come up, for example, as well. There's Alexis McAllister. They're the two I get the sense at the moment are the ones that we're hearing probably the most noise around.
You've got Gravenberch at Bayern as well. There's those links with a lot of players, obviously. But I do think, you know, just logically, as much as anything, if you were looking to fix Liverpool's midfield for the Premier League, I think sort of having, you want as many guarantees, if you like, as possible, don't you? You could sign really exciting prospects. You could sign Manuel Ugarte. You could go and sign Kevin Thuram and players that you say, you know, wow, these could be incredible sort of young players. But they might not be, you know. People forget. I think in the transfer season, people love to forget sort of past transfer sagas. And the player I think of is John Michael Seri. When he was leaving France to come, he ended up coming to Fulham, but he was linked with Liverpool. And if you'd have listened to people on Twitter, you'd have thought, well, how are Liverpool possibly passing up this player? How are they not getting this deal done? He's the best thing, you know, that's ever come out of France, you know. And he wasn't, was he? That he came and he didn't really make it at Fulham. I think he ended up at Hull. You know, by the way, not a criticism of him as a player, but it's just the idea that you still got no guarantees, even if a player's done really, really well at a club, you know, like a Sporting Lisbon or a Benfica or a Nice or a Lille, whoever. It's not the same as buying a player from Brighton at the moment, or buying a player from Chelsea, or buying a player from, you know, even, okay, let's say Gravenberch, you know. A player who's come through at Bayern Munich, even if he hasn't made it, you know that they know the sort of, there's a certain level there that you're sort of doing. And I think Liverpool will want as many of those kind of guarantees as they can possibly get, because there's so much uncertainty at the moment, isn't there, around the team, that, you know, there's players leaving, they're losing some big characters, they're losing some players that they've got a lot of games out of in recent season. They want players who are going to be available, and players that, okay, you can never quite know what a player will do. You know, you would have said, probably last summer, Raheem Sterling was a guaranteed thing for Chelsea. It hasn't worked out yet for them, but I think you want you want to be limiting the risk as much as you can. If you're buying three or four players for a certain position, I think you want to be making sure that, you know, most of them, if not all of them, are going to be ready to go.
Hey guys, thanks for watching that clip from our Journo Inside show. If you want to check out the entire show, either in video or podcast form, head on over to redmenplus.com now. Me and Neil spoke about Ugarte, McAllister, like you've just seen. We did a little bit about Bellingham, Thiago, James Milner, homegrown quotas, and tons more. So yeah, head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, and watch the entire Journo Inside now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.